You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast. Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Donville. I'm also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to force quit Apple Watch apps on Watch OS. So we are given these ability to be able to close down an app or force quit an app on the iPhone quite easily within the app switcher. But you can do this as well on the Apple Watch if you're not aware of that. It's a very simple process to do. So if you have an app that's being bothersome, if it's freezing up, doing weird things, or maybe you just have a hunch that it's causing your watch to drain quickly, this is definitely a tip for you. So pretty much what we're going to do is we're going to go straight into the watch itself. You got to go to the app in question, have that open to be able to perform this feature. But before I do that, I just want to make some clarification on some terminology so you understand what I'm talking about as you follow through the steps to do this. First of all, we have the crown, which is the round button towards the right side, towards the top of the device. Below the crown is what we call a side button. If you click on the side button, that takes you to the dock. So you're going to be hearing the word side button along with the crown. So let's go ahead and get my Apple Watch out. And you're going to hear my Mickey Mouse come
up. It's 431.
There it is. I'm going to go ahead and hit the side button here.
Dock, walkie-talkie, music.
I'm going to go to an app. We'll pretend this is the one that's having problems. So go to the app.
Walkie-talkie, chirp, Newsify,
and open that.
Swipe Newsify, unread, heading.
So if this is causing the problem, what you're going to do is you're going to hold down the side button as if you're going to turn off the Apple Watch.
Cancel button.
It gives you the option to cancel.
Power off button.
And the power off.
Double tap to power off.
We're not going to do any of those. We're going to hold down the crown button now separately.
Watch face.
It's 431.
And that takes us straight to the watch face. Essentially, it's that simple. That's all we have to do to force quit an Apple Watch app. And you know it works because it goes directly to the watch face. That's exactly what it's supposed to do. I was told when you do this, you'll see the app kind of diminish onto the watch face. It just like disappears and boop, it just goes away just like that. All right, so that is how to force quit Apple Watch apps on Watch OS. My name is Thomas Donville. I'm also known as Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleBiz podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleBiz.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.AppleBiz.com.